Beaverdale is waking up with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
Imagine, if you will, you are out camping.
Yep.
With your family.
Yep.
You're walking around the campground like people often do.
Sure.
You see people all the time walking around the campground, riding your bike, whatever. And you come across a group of people at their campsite listening to a little music and arm wrestling.
Right.
What goes through your mind?
Are they one of those RVs with a TV? Thinking Fox is on in the background.
Time for Feet of Strength. We've grown soft.
You know, we camp with our friends quite a bit. We got a little group of people that we camp with, and other people will come meet us out at the campground. And, you know, it's fun. All the kids play. We're always by some play set area. And I don't know what happened, but I was getting dinner together, and I look over at our table, and the guys are arm wrestling. We have a legit arm wrestling tournament going on at our picnic table.
A tournament. You didn't have a deck of cards and some chips?
I know, seriously. You know, I was ticked. I was like, well, if we're going to have a tournament.
I agree.
Right. Okay,
I agree.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
But I, you know, like I'm looking around at like other people, you know, the campsite across from us, like some guy's got a guitar out. He's playing some music. It seems like
of
such
course.
A more stereotypical thing to do when you're camping. But an arm wrestling tournament, and they are serious.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like
I'm
the two
not,
grown men,
it, yeah.
and these are grown, you know, late 30s, early 40s, mm-hmm. are seriously arm wrestling.
Right.
Look, like sweating, you know.
Camping is.
Right?
It's embarrassing.
And I thought, if I walked past somebody's campsite and saw this, I would mumble something, probably too loudly,
mm-hmm.
that would not be kind.
Camping, if you've been in the last few years, you'll notice it's really just, it's two different types of people. It's the people who bring modern life to the campsite.
Yes, the big RVs, and you don't even see them outside.
Not only that, but even the ones who do, they usually set up a TV outside,
right.
some 60-inch thing.
Mm-hmm. And the lounge chair, practically a recliner.
It is. It's not practically.
But I'm outside.
So you get those people who bring modern life with them.
Yes.
And the rest of us return to the 1800s for a couple of days.
Right.
Paul plays the fiddle.
Yes.
And you have arm and leg wrestling to entertain people. That's really all that camping is.
On the fire. Yeah.
I don't see hardly anyone fishing.
No.
Yeah.
I want to go,
not.
But I can't. You know, nobody else seems to be. It's.
Right.
It's seriously, it just feels like when you're watching an episode of Little House on the Prairie.
Sure.
And they're home for the day and it's dark and all they have is the lantern or whatever.
You're whittling.
And they have to do something and I'm bored, let's wrestle.
Yeah, arm wrestling.
I mean, that's terrible. So how did you do in the tournament?
I won, by the way.
That's what you want in your resume.
I know. I told Kurt that.
How's Mia doing?
I know. I beat all the other children.
280-1025. We're curious. So what is your camp? What do you do when mm-hmm. you camp?
Yeah. What's your camping activity? You know, we also do a lot of, you know, the kids will go to bed and when it's finally the adults sitting around the campfire, we do a lot of playing music and it's just yelling out songs. You know, that seems to be a big thing. And then we start singing along to music and we were camping this last time and I thought, we're offensive. I bet we're offensive right now.
Yep.
Because it's too loud.
Yeah, campgrounds don't like that.
No.
Teresa, tell us about your camping experience. What do you do?
Well, first of all, back in the Army days, I slept on the floor, so you'll never, ever see me sleeping on the floor. I bought a very expensive cot that I love.
Okay.
And it's mine, and I share it with my nieces and nephews, but very rarely.
Okay.
If they come over. And then I do not swim in anything that's a lake below my knee. Like, so I'll go up to, like, maybe my knee, and then that's it, because I always get an ear infection.
Okay.
Oh.
So you're not a fan of lake water. You're not alone. I hear that a lot from people. Okay.
No. Okay. No, I get any kind of infection, eye, ear, stuff. I don't know. It's just gross.
Okay.
So camping for you is a big cot and knee-high water.
Knee-high water.
And if I could have an RV, it'd definitely have air conditioning.
Okay. Sure.
Thanks, Teresa.
Sure.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
Alexis.
Hi.
All right, so what does your campsite look like? What do you guys do?
It looks like there's beer cans laying all over the place. We drink when we get up, and we drink when we're going to bed, and we play beer pong, bags, and sit around the fire.
So yeah. It's like an all-day tailgate.
Yeah.
Party,
yeah.
Actually.
Yes.
Yes, and I'm not alone. All the other campers around me are doing the same thing.
Yes. Okay. Now, do you guys get loud? Do you get offensive? Have you ever had anybody come up and complain?
Yes. Yeah. And mostly only at Lake Aquabi.
Okay.
Really? Okay. All
right. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, believe me, we'd probably come over and join you. I mean, our crews would probably get along just fine, but... Okay.
And you're welcome to anybody.
Yeah. All right, Alexis. Thanks for the call. You have a great day, okay? Bye.
You too. Bye.
And now let's go to, we have Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Good morning.
Good morning. So tell us about your campsite. What do you do?
Well, my husband likes going hiking and fishing and, you know, the traditional camping stuff. And for me, it's honestly just an excuse to day drink. if you think about it, like on a weekend, if you're at home, you feel like you have to get things accomplished. But when you're out camping, you don't have to do anything.
Right.
So then, you know, you don't feel guilty about it.
Okay. So you don't feel guilty about your day drinking when you camp.
And somehow holding a beer can and watching the children at the park at the campground doesn't seem as offensive as if you're just at your local park holding
exactly.
a beer can. Yeah. It's different.
So this is just socially acceptable drinking.
Apparently, when you're camping and you're drinking, it's totally fine. But yes. When it's at a park, it's a big deal.
Right. Yeah,
thank
yeah, right.
You,
yeah.
Thank you, Sarah. Have a great day.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning. Star, Winner 2.5.